In 1920, when this non-cooperation movement, it was such a grand success. Gandhi said that the whole non-cooperation movement should be done under non-violence. Under no circumstances, there should be any violence, anywhere. And India is such a big country, and everywhere there was such a big response. And people thought that maybe in a week or 15 days or 1 month that India would become independent. Somewhere in Punjab, there is a village called Chaura Chauri, small village. There, the police assaulted some villages, and because of that, the villages revolted against the police, and they attacked the police station and burned the police station. Only in one village, the whole India, at one place, with a special, in a special context, that it was done. In order to retaliate some violence, they did do some violence. That's all Gandhi gave call to stop the whole movement. He said, "You are not ready for independence." And then the whole Congress party and all the other parties, they criticized Gandhi. People said that it is a Himalayan blunder on the part of Mahatma to stop the non-cooperation. This is actually, it is impossible, it's very difficult to again to get that mood, the momentum again, the people to create that momentum that has already reached and it is already in the peak. Now to stop a movement like this is politically nonsense. It's a Himalayan blunder. That is the word that is being used by the Himalayan blunder. The whole Congress party, all the national leaders opposed it. They called the people not to stop. But Gandhi alone said, "Stop." And people listened to Gandhi and stopped. And it took another 25 years. Again, the Quit India movement came and then India began. Just because of one incident there, a big movement was postponed for 25 years. That is the adherence to the means, uncompromising adherence, stubborn, unquenching, steadfast adherence to the means, the quality of the means. That I like.